This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Tig. How's it going?
It's going all right.
Okay. We have a lot to get into.
We really do.
A lot to cover.
Yeah, a lot to cover that, you know, who knows if we covered it, but it's a really interesting movie that we discuss.
It is. So let's just get right into it. You guys are going to love this podcast.
This podcast or this documentary?
Well, the podcast, because we know what happens in the podcast. Yeah. Ladies and jerks, welcome to The Social Dilemma.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling
faintly. I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story. Hey, Tig, hey.
Hey, Cheryl, hey.
How are you doing? You hanging in there?
I am. I've had, yesterday was probably my best day in the past couple of weeks.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, you had some nice support coming from our little snorkels.
Yes, I did.
Really, really very, I just love our listeners. I'm not going to get emotional because I do about things that other people find weird. But anyway, hands on a hard body.
Well, I feel like it makes sense to feel all that about snorkels, but not about putting hands on a hard body. But
he gave
that's where
his
we differ.
Truck to his wife after he sacrificed. I don't know
how he wanted that truck.
How long he had his hands on that
hard
truck.
Body?
Hard body.
How are you, Cheryl?
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm really good, or
I feel good, so I'm just gonna celebrate that.
All right.
It's hard. My daughter's getting she's graduating from high school, and it's like I just feel like there's like a little countdown clock happening.
Where is she gonna go?
She's gonna go to SMU in Dallas, which is, you know, close enough.
What made her choose SMU?
Oh, Tig. She had a boyfriend that was going there, and it doesn't seem to be working out. But she's made friends there, and she's still excited about the school, so it's all fine. But that's what sort of, for some reason, there are a lot of, now this feels like a very personal conversation, but that's what we do. A lot of kids in LA that like to go to SMU.
You know, I've oddly spent a lot of time at SMU.
Oh, you have?
Not as a student, but my friend Shannon went there for maybe a year. And I had good times at SMU, but I have good times whenever
wherever
I'm with Shannon.
Wherever you go, you bring... Oh, I thought you were just going to say wherever you go.
Well, I try to, but yeah, I'm quite familiar with SMU.
Yeah.
Well, I wish Kat all the best. And
thank
when
you.
Does she leave for Dallas?
August. Oh God. Anyway, let's not dwell on it. It's I'm just enjoying my time with her. It's weird, though.
I can't imagine.
No, you are going to lose your tiny little mind when it happens because you're like, oh, I've been taking care of this person, these people.
Yeah.
That's how I refer to my children.
This person. I've been caring for this person.
I've been caring for this person, and now they're leaving me. It's just weird. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Tig, shall we get into it?
Yeah.
We've got a lot to cover.
Yeah, for once.
For once. Now, I've seen this documentary twice.
Oh, you saw it before. When did you see it?
I saw it in the middle of the pandemic, which wasn't relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the pandemic hit and everybody, you know, you're watching the news and there's the death ticker and everybody's like, if you go outside, you're going to die. And it's like, oh, well, then I'll watch.
And some people did.
Yeah. And then I'll watch The Social Dilemma to keep my mind off things.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't joyful and uplifting, but very interesting.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about The Social Dilemma. It's a 2020 docudrama. Oh, yeah, docudrama. Yes. I want to talk about that part. Directed by Jeff Orlowski. The film combines interviews with high-ranking employees from Silicon Valley and presents a critique of social media platforms and their effect on society. The Social Dilemma premiered at Sundance, and after its subsequent release on Netflix, was viewed by more than 38 million households in its first month of availability. 38 million people saw it the first month it came out, in the middle of that friggin' pandemic.
That's insane.
I mean, I guess we're still in the middle of the friggin' pandemic. I don't know.
I mean, do you think we're at the tail end of it?
I hope so.
Thomas, nod one way or the other? Do you think we're at the tail end?
Thomas feels like it.
Okay. All right. Thomas is where I get my news these days. Actually, where he's always been. Thomas is, you know, he's a reliable. He knows everything.
Source of, you know, probably this is right. Yeah. Not always.
Yeah.
We've learned
but
not always.
Feel like, Cheryl, if you needed someone or needed to run something by someone, doesn't Thomas feel like I could trust?
Level-headed.
Yeah.
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 He doesn't run on emotions. Yeah. Mm-mm. He's not like, no, I feel like the world's ending. He'd be like, no, they just announced that the world is ending. You know. But by the way, I just flew.
Oh.
Talk about the world ending. You know, people are nuts on airlines. Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
In the last few years, they've gotten even crazier. Mm-hmm. I was minding my beeswax. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sitting in coach. Yeah. Minding my beeswax.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the aisle. There's a woman, a young woman, like in her 20s, between me and my daughter Kat is sitting on the window. She likes the window. I like the aisle. That's just what we do.
Now, do you always fly coach? I thought you didn't always fly coach.
I don't always fly coach, but we went on the spring break trip. And the hotel costs a lot. So it's like, okay, we don't need
Move
to do everything
fancy.
Yeah. Shift it around. Nobody's that fancy. Get over yourself.
Uh-huh.
So we take off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lean my chair back, you know, like the it doesn't go back far.
Right.
It's like 2 inches. It's like, boop. And I feel somebody banging on the back of my seat.
Did you say, who is it?
I thought, you know what? I thought it was a kid.
Because
you've had those flights where like there's a kid that just kicks your seat the whole time. And you're like, yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I thought, oh, this person wasn't ready for me to lean my seat back 2 inches. I'll give them a chance to settle in. But then the banging kept going. And then I looked back and it's like a white middle-aged guy. And I looked at him and I said, are you okay? And he said, you're the only one with your seat back. Look around. And I was like, I was so confused. I looked around to see, is he talking to me? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
He goes, look around. Nobody has their seat back but you. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's nuts.
Yeah.
So I didn't engage because also... I'm the lady from Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's like, I don't need people video taping me.
Reclining 2 inches.
So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to leave this angry man alone. He's got issues about something. I don't know mm-hmm. what, but whatever. So I just...
He doesn't like Curb.
Didn't engage. He hates Curb.
Yeah. Did you keep your seat reclined?
I did.
Okay, good.
Out of fucking principle.
Uh-huh.
And so... At some point, it looked like his daughter, don't know what the relationship was, but this very young girl comes from first class to check on him. So it looked like he should have been in first class, but uh-huh. somehow didn't make the cutoff or uh-huh. whatever that was. And I'm sitting there and she comes, you know, are you doing okay? And he goes, yeah, but the crazy lady in front of me won't put her seat up. And I look at the girl next to me and I'm like, is he talking about me? I am like sitting, I'm like doing Wordle on my phone. Like not, I'm not even watching.
I wish
watching.
I knew what Wordle was.
Nah, you don't need to know. So I'm like, I'm not talking. I'm not watching anything. I'm not.
You're just Wordling.
I'm Wordling my ass off. Yeah. And there's no way I could be bothering a soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the girl next to me and I'm like, is he talking about me? And she's like, yeah, it's so weird.
So you said that to the person next to you. Is
yeah,
he talking about me?
Because at this point, uh-huh. it's really odd. Uh-huh. I mean, he's loud. Uh-huh. He's loudly talking about the crazy lady in front of him, uh-huh. which is me.
He's not a Mr. Thomas type.
No, no. Thomas, if he had, feels like if Thomas had a problem with somebody on the airline, he would write a stern letter to the CEO. But this guy, he really wanted people to know I was bothering him. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not engaging. I'm still not like, okay, this guy is nuts. So then he gets up to use the bathroom and he bangs on my seat as he goes by.
Again, I'm going to ask, did you say, who is it?
Hello.
Hello.
Come in.
I was like, oh my God, this guy. So he goes to first class to talk to, I don't know what, to do whatever. Mm-hmm. I go to the back of the plane to talk to my people. And I say to the flight attendants, I'm like, there's a crazy guy sitting behind me that's like banging on my seat.
Yeah.
Because I reclined my seat the 2 inches. And they said, you're allowed to recline your seat. Everyone is. I said, oh,
I know that.
I agree with you. I said, but for some reason, he's very mad about it, and he's banging on my seat. And they were like, that's unacceptable. That's not okay. And then the girl that was sitting next to me also went and talked to some flight attendants and mm-hmm. said, the guy behind this woman next to me is harassing her. And then they called the male flight attendant, and he went over and talked to this guy and said, look, if you don't cut it out, we're going to have security escort you off the plane when we land. By the way, this is a two-hour flight. It's not even like, this isn't like, oh my God, how is this guy going to make it through a, you know, 8-hour flight? This is a 2-hour flight.
Yeah.
And then he stopped and then it was all fine. But I was like, I was hot.
I know. I have to say, I feel like you're typically...
I'm pretty easygoing.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I think it's good, especially for somebody like yourself, to have those moments and be like, mm-mm.
Let yourself feel them. No, thank you. Mm-mm. And that's the other thing, too. Would he have done it if I was a guy?
Mm-mm. If you were Larry?
If I was Thomas sitting there? Well, I kept thinking, this is like a Curb. Oh, that was the other thing. When I went to talk to the flight attendants, I'm talking to them and they're like, wait a second. Aren't you on Curb Your Enthusiasm? I was like, I am.
They're
like, oh my God, I love that show. They were so sweet because then they were like, would you like us to escort you back to your seat? I said, I would love that. So we all marched down the aisle.
Wow.
Like, we're not going to take it from this a-hole.
I bet when all that was happening, I was curled up in fetal position crying.
Aw.
Anyway, should we get into?
Oh, yes. Anyway.
It is funny to think about what people are doing when other people are doing other things. What time was it?
This was Sunday mm-hmm. at about 5 p.m.
Mm.
Is that your crying time?
Cry o'clock.
You set alarms.
Yes.
I did that once. I was so sad. I would set an alarm so I could go to sleep and then wake up and cry in the middle of the night.
Hi, no way.
I'm nuts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was exhausted, But I also had a lot of crying to do.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'll set my alarm.
For some boo-hoos.
And then get back to sleep.
Wow.
Tig. Yes. Okay. The social dilemma. Mm-hmm. Whew. Where do we begin?
I mean, you said you saw it before.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Did it change your behavior when you first saw it?
Well, it was very interesting to me because I learned a lot. So what the people in this documentary talk about, these are the people that design these social media platforms. Mm-hmm. And they design algorithms? What are they called? Mm-hmm. Yeah, algorithms to monitor what people do online. And then they can send you targeted ads. So I was, this whole time I've been like, that's okay. I don't mind that. But then when I watched this and they're saying not only do they send targeted ads, but they say, oh, this must be the kind of news that you like and your opinion mm-hmm. of it. So they were saying, even for an example, global warming, this algorithm can tell what you want to hear. So if, depending on who you are, if you Google global warming, if they know that, oh, you're upset about global warming, they will give you
more to be upset about.
Right. And if they know that you're maybe skeptical, I don't know if there is global warming, then they'll send you articles like, this is a hoax.
Wouldn't you say these days if something's called a hoax, it means that it's not a hoax?
Well, it's hard, isn't it? Because
the word just feels very
overused.
Yeah. Thomas, nod yes or no. I feel like he's in prison. It's so funny. Like he's a prisoner.
Well, he is of sorts.
Yes. Had you seen it
before? We don't let him talk. We don't let him out of this.
And did it change your social media usage or?
I think I was aware of a lot of what they were talking about. And the effect it has and how addictive it can be. But I'm already very consciously not like an active social media user. And so it didn't make me feel like, oh, I need to make a major change. But when they put it all together in a documentary, it's alarming for sure.
Good answer.
Yeah. What about you, Tig? Did it change you?
Well, I feel like I generally knew all of this. And like Thomas said, having it all together.
Right.
It felt alarming, especially thinking about my children.
That's what's really hard.
Yeah.
How do you tell your kids what's true and what's not true?
I don't know.
Because we don't even know.
Exactly.
I mean, what do we know? We just know what's coming in.
Well, me and you specifically, not much.
Really know nothing.
Yeah, we are not a news source of any.
No, please. Do not take advice from us.
No.
Unless we say, listen, sometimes I
have
an
advice podcast, okay?
Yeah. Don't ask Tig. I can give some good advice right this minute.
Okay.
If you have leg cramps, you should drink pickle juice. Have we talked about that before?
Let's take a break and we will be back to discuss pickle juice.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
And we're back on Tig and Cheryl True Story. If this is your first time tuning in, don't tune out because it just gets worse from here.
Yeah, you won't believe how much worse it gets.
You might be thinking, oh, surely they're about to talk about something worthwhile.
We're not.
You know what I thought, actually, what would be cool is to, on this episode, delete a social media account of mine. And be like, right now, I'm pressing delete. But Stephanie said that she deleted her Twitter account once.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, a year later, she was like, oh, I really need to tweet something. And she was able to access her Twitter account again.
Oh, wow.
Is it that you can't ever really delete anything?
I have no idea. There's no way to know.
There's no way to know. Thomas, I turn to you quickly again. Can you delete things forever or no?
You can go through steps to permanently delete accounts, but they purposely make it really hard to find that option.
But if you permanently delete it, it will be permanently deleted?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Good to know.
I mean, it seems like it's got to be available somehow. Somebody could...
I don't like that attitude in your voice there.
Somebody could get into the cloud of some sort.
Yeah.
You want to hear? Okay, so in this documentary, there's a guy named Tristan Harris. Didn't you love all the people in this documentary?
I did.
They all were smart and articulate and casual.
Yeah.
That's what the tech companies are.
Yeah.
They're like in t-shirts, just like, hey,
I'm the smartest person in the room. Look at my t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't have to wear a coat. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to wear a long sleeve shirt. Tristan Harris is a former design ethicist at Google. Do you want to hear from Tristan? Because it's interesting what he has to say.
You know, never before in history have 50 designers, 20 to 35 year old white guys in California, made decisions that would have an impact on 2 billion people. 2 billion people will have thoughts that they didn't intend to have because a designer at Google said, this is how notifications work on that screen that you wake up to in the morning. And we have a moral responsibility as Google for solving this problem. And I sent this presentation to about 15, 20 of my closest colleagues at Google. I was very nervous about it. I mean, I wasn't sure how it was gonna land. When I went to work the next day, most of the laptops had the presentation open. Later that day, there was like 400 simultaneous viewers, and so it just kept growing and growing. I got emails from all around the company. I mean, people in every department saying, I totally agree. I see this affecting my kids. I see this affecting the people around me. We have to do something about this. And so it created this kind of cultural moment that Google needed to take seriously. And then nothing.
And then nothing.
And I can't remember, because I wasn't listening to you, did you say it changed your behavior after you watched it?
Well, one thing that I learned from it was they sell you, right, to advertisers. Mm-hmm. So if you look up something on YouTube, say you look up a music video, and then it ends, and then another one comes up that it's like, well, it's suggested for you. We know you like this sort of thing. And if you click on it, then they know that they've mm-hmm. got you and that they can advertise to you. So they were saying, don't ever click on their suggestions. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting. And I also don't have notifications on my phone. I don't need it bing-bonging all the time with...
Yeah, it's always good to go to something rather than having something come to you and say, look at me.
Yeah. So there are things like that. And I try not to spend too much time on my phone anyway. But I mean, it was interesting. Of course, that's why everyone is so divided, mm-hmm. right? This documentary is so interesting because it definitely touches on our mm-hmm. politics, right? Because we've always had Republicans and Democrats, yeah. and we haven't always agreed on stuff. But these days, it's so divided yeah. and angry. People are so angry mm-hmm. at each other. And then you watch this and you realize, oh, that mm-hmm. this is why. If somebody just even is curious about a politician, this other stuff comes up. And then it talks about the, you know, Trump and Hillary election, and it's like, whoa. Yeah. It's very surreal.
Mm-hmm. And so you feel like, just in general, you try to stay aware of how much time you're on your phone.
Yeah, I do. I'm not big on social media, but that being said, I wake up and I look to see what's trending mm-hmm. on Twitter, because it gives me a little snapshot of what's going on in the world.
It's usually me being hot is what's trending.
It is a lot of hot Tig. But here's the thing that I didn't even know. This is how naive I was. I didn't even notice on Twitter that there are different categories, and the first thing they show you are trends for you. Because I was like, well, the only thing that ever trends is like Larry David and, the flight attendant. And then on the next column, it says trending. And it's like, oh, that's what's trending for other people.
I have to tell you, not to pick up my phone right now, but when my stepfather died, it was so hilarious to pick up his phone and see what his phone said.
Aww.
It's really, really funny. Hold on one second.
Wait, so you have his phone or you sent it to yourself?
I sent it to myself. It says, first of all, one of the alerts on his phone says, "Have you ever smoked marijuana? This new formula of CBD is a byproduct of," and then I couldn't read anymore. Then the next alert on his phone said, "Weekly report, your screen time was down 47% last week for an average of 2 minutes a day." It went down 47% to 2 minutes.
To 2 minutes.
He was not someone on his phone.
He was
one of those people that was like, my phone's at my house, or I keep it in my glove compartment for emergencies. Or, you know what I mean?
That's so, it's cute.
Went down 40. I can't even crunch that math. What does that mean? What was...
Well, I mean, 50% would have been 4 minutes if it went down. So it's got to be somewhere.
I know, but
in that.
I want an exact number.
That's what Thomas is for.
Thomas, can you let us know what 47% down to 2 minutes a day would have been?
Did I tell you about the time?
Probably. Let's hear it again.
Just stop me if you're like, oh my God, we've heard this story so many mm-hmm. times, I can't. But this was years ago, I was sitting in my bedroom and my phone just starts buzzing, like ping, 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 like buzzing. People are calling, people are texting, emailing all at the same time. And I thought, oh my God, a war must have just broken out in the world.
We need to call Cheryl. Somebody text Cheryl. There's a war.
And I look down and I see one of my friends said, that's a lot of animals. Do you need help? And I thought, oh, that's a weird, a lot of animals for what? So then I start looking at people's messages and my stepdaughter Kira and my daughter Kat had planned a birthday party for me. And they sent an invitation to everybody that has ever been on my Evite list.
Okay.
Everybody. These are celebrities, people from preschool, people from my ex-husband's family in another state, and said, it's a party for me, and what I would really like as a gift is an animal. And the more exotic, the better. And it's a pool party, so bring your bathing suit. This went out to 300 people.
No, I haven't heard this.
And people were just like, wow. Some people were like, it's so good to hear from you. I haven't heard from you in 10 years,
but
thank you for this.
I've been on your invite list before. I never got this invite.
Well, this was a while ago. Anyway, people were flipping out and like, what kind of animal do you want? And I had to like send out an email to everybody saying, sorry, this is...
You were hacked?
I was like, don't come to my house. As much as I would love to see you in your bikinis, don't bring me an animal. And there's not going to be a pool party. I'm sorry. But it was like, I couldn't even have 300 people.
That is so funny.
But anyway, the point is, Tig, sometimes social media is helpful.
Cowboy Rick's usage the previous week before he died was 3 minutes and 47 seconds a day. Oh my God. 3 minutes.
What did he even do for 3 minutes? I mean, most phone calls last a lot longer than...
I can't even imagine what he did. No. I mean, maybe he looked up the weather.
Well, CBD.
Marijuana. yeah, that made me laugh so hard.
That was funny. Okay, so back to the social...
Oh, we have to take a break. Shit. And we will be right back to talk about... This is what's happening with social media, is your attention span. This show.
We are the reason.
Yeah, but we'll be back.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we are back.
We're back. We're getting to it now. We are
getting to it in the final
30
stretch.
Minutes in, we are going to talk about this documentary. Mm-hmm. Well, what we learn is that in the past, Silicon Valley made software and hardware for money. But now what they sell are their users, more specifically, according to the father of VR. What does VR mean? Oh, virtual reality. Yeah. Okay, hi, Jaron Lanier. The ability to change what users do, what they think, and who they are. Oh, was Jaron the guy with the dreadlocks?
I think it was. Yeah.
I liked him so much.
Yeah. He has, I guess they mentioned it, that he has that book, like 10 Good Reasons or something to get off social media. We have that.
There's no way to know.
There's no way to know. But we have that book here at the house. Stephanie read it. 10 arguments for deleting your social media accounts right now. Ooh. Well, 10 good reasons.
Close.
Maybe I'll read that next.
You won't.
I won't?
I don't think so.
Look, I've made huge... I became
leaps
vegan.
And bounds.
I stopped...
From reading?
Yeah, from reading. I've stopped reading the news from reading.
Yeah. You know what? I've stopped engaging with the news because of you, and it's been very helpful.
Isn't it?
I find it, because it's like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You and I can't.
And if you can do something, then you should do something. You should activate yourself and be helpful or donate money or change your
organize.
Ways. Do something.
Yes.
But don't just be a receptacle for horrible stuff.
Yeah.
And I still... Stand by, get your 5-minute news source in a podcast form, and then move on.
That's right. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Advertisers want certainty. And that requires a lot of data. Mm-hmm. Is it data or data? Data.
I say data.
Thomas?
It's either. It's either
Thomas
or.
Thomas doesn't know. No, some people are very opinionated about data or data.
People are very opinionated about everything, and they're still wrong.
So what they talk about in this documentary is how these engineers have created the software to be user-friendly and things that would appeal to people. One of the guys talks about the like button, and he thought that it was fun.
And
you know,
positive.
Oh, I like something. And positive. You're passing on positivity. And then cut to now suicide rates are higher than they've ever been in tweens and teens. Mm-hmm. And and they get depressed and upset because of social media. They don't get enough likes. People aren't paying attention to them. And it's so sad to hear that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's one of those things where if they could see, if they had more perspective or more wisdom and age, but you're caught in that time period.
And it's so important. Yeah. It feels so important.
But that's also what social media is in general, even if you remove the like button, is people are trying so desperately to get more followers, more followers, more followers, more followers. And that's just another version of like, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And it's an addiction. They talk about it being an addiction. Yeah. People are addicted.
Right.
And it is strange. I mean, if you ever, you know, lose your phone, it's a panic. You feel like, oh, my God, all my information's in there. I'm sure people are trying to reach me for some good reason at this
moment. To tell
you
that a war broke out.
Or that 300 people are coming in their bathing suits with animals.
With llamas.
And they wanted them to bring them. She told them to bring them in their own cages.
Yeah.
And my friend's like, that's a lot. Where are you going to put them all? I'm like, put all what?
My animals.
It's hard when you see these guys and women. There's a woman named Shoshana. Shoshana, I mean, very smart woman, had quite a hairdo.
Yes, she did.
I'm just saying, that was kind of my hair in the 80s. Like the full Farrah Fawcett.
The Shoshana. You got the Shoshana?
I had the Shoshana, and I like that Shoshana's keeping it
and
keeping it alive. But yeah, she was talking about how Facebook influenced users of how to vote in the midterms. And they talked a lot about, like I said, politics and how even Russia using our social media to influence people. And one of them, couldn't tell you who, was saying, you know, were they breaking the law? Not really.
Yeah. They were just utilizing what was right
there.
Yeah,
they were hiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're saying, oh, if you looked up, you know, Trump, then we'll give you all this and we'll give you all this hate about Hillary Clinton. And then you will swirl into this. And that's exactly what they did. And that's exactly what happened. And we're still stuck in it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still stuck in it.
Oh, my gosh. Going deeper and deeper into it.
I mean, what's going to happen in the next election?
What is going to happen every year to come?
I know.
In every area.
Did you watch the movie Don't Look Up?
No.
It's interesting because, I mean, I'm not going to get the plot exactly right, but it's something about, was it an asteroid that was going to hit the Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
I don't
so,
know.
You know, the asteroid was symbolic for whatever we all think is going to destroy us, people, the Earth, how we're all going to die, if it's going to be an asteroid, if it's going to be a pandemic, if it's going to be global warming, whatever it is that people are afraid of. And in the film, it was it was a parody, if you will, and you had people like saying, this is, I don't believe in it. I don't believe the asteroid is coming. And then the other people were like, the asteroid is coming. We've got to do something. I'm going to do a concert. And so people, you know, were kind of like doing whatever they think they should be doing to stop it or to have their voices heard. And then when I guess I'm spilling beans. I won't tell you how it ends. But when it seems like the asteroid is coming, then people, you know, when hunker down and do whatever they think they should do before the world ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people were, you know, having dinner with their family and enjoying each other. And you watched it and you were like, oh, that's what I want to be doing. Right?
Is hunkering down?
Just having dinner.
Uh-huh. Before an asteroid just takes you out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not going to be helpful to be like in the streets, like, we're not going to take it, asteroid. Right?
I don't know. I mean, that would bring a lot of joy to me if I saw somebody marching
saying
around
that right
with...
when it got hit, right when they got hit.
What do you feel like we're in end times? Do you feel like the asteroid is coming?
I don't know. Yeah, something's going to happen. Listen. Something's going to happen to us all. That's just how life is.
Oh, boy. Yibbly. I didn't need to hear that.
I mean, what do you think? Do you think of...
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it seems like war and climate change and, you know...
I mean, I'd be happier if it was an asteroid. Mm-hmm. Let's just all go together in
You'd
a flash.
You'd go out in a big with a big smile on your face.
Yeah,
yay,
I'd be
an
like,
asteroid.
This is it!
Cheers! Yeah.
Cheers. And then we'd all like move on to the next phase.
My feeling is if something is happening, I want to be as comfortable as possible.
So have dinner with your family.
Okay, great.
Okay, well we're settled on that.
Wonderful.
Or make out with the person next to you.
In the elevator.
In the elevator.
Yeah, well,
I
have claustrophobia, we learned.
Oh, you're not going to be in an elevator.
I'm not going to be a fun make out. In an elevator.
You're going to be a panic.
Yeah, I'm going to be in a real panic.
No. I need to be with somebody who's just like, eh, fuck it. We're all
going.
Oh,
my gosh.
Let's go down in flames.
What if it's me and Mr. Thomas together in the elevator?
Oh. You're going to run around the elevator. You're like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And Thomas is just going to be
sitting
there.
He'd pin me down and just be like.
Slap you in the face.
Slap me in the face.
Snap out of it.
Yeah.
Snap out of it.
And then I'm like, oh, Mr. Thomas.
And then you'd start making out.
Hello.
Hello. They said in this documentary that fake news on Twitter spreads 6 times faster than real news.
Wow.
Because it's more sensational and more interesting. And one of them was saying, you know, because the truth isn't that exciting.
Which is weird because it is. When there's
storytelling
in movies, people always say, oh, the truth is way more interesting than fiction.
Yeah.
And so.
But I guess for our news, you know, because our news is like 24 hours all day long, every minute, and they want breaking news. It's like, how can there be breaking news every 10 minutes?
And do you feel like since you've cut back on reading and following the news that when news is breaking, that it's shocking? Because that's what I experience. I experience that all the time where somebody.
Where you're like, whoa.
I overhear something. I'm like, what happened? And it's jarring because I don't cheat. I do not cheat ever. And look.
Well, see, I have good friends that are in the news business.
Uh-huh.
I hate to toot my own horn.
But you can be in the news business and not, right, share breaking news all the time.
Well, we're always doing comedy bits. So I have a thread of like comedians and actors and what and news casters. So, you know, it'll be like they'll say something and then I have to look it up to see what they're talking about.
I see.
And then I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just touch on for a minute.
Okay.
Did you like it wasn't even a reenactment. It was like a drama little playlet.
It was, you know, I went in and out of like, oh my God, this is so dumb, to sometimes there was more gravity to a situation when it was acted out. And and I had to just ignore
your feelings.
I just had, just ignore the reenactment vibe of it.
Yeah, because in this documentary, they have great actors, by the way, who... like there's a kid in high school and he decides he's going to not use his phone. And then there's a guy in a control room who's like, oh, We've got to get him back. Uh-huh. Send him an alert that, you know, Jessica.
That his ex-girlfriend started dating somebody new.
Right. And they were like, that's good, that's good. Oh, there's a 78% chance he'll respond to that. And so at
he's engaged again. He's back on his phone. And he's
yeah, and you're like, yubbly. But then you're like, oh my God, he's back on his phone.
Yeah.
It did work. Yeah. They did nudge him and he did engage. Mm-hmm. Which it did make me, okay, I'm just going to say this and people are going to think I'm nuts. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe I'm part computer already.
Oh.
Because I will, let's say I sleep and my legs get really hot and I wake up in the morning and I think, you know what, I've got to find some sheets that will cool my legs in the middle of the night. And I'll look down at my phone and they're like, we've got some bamboo sheets for you. And I didn't even look it up. So can you explain that?
You are part computer.
But other people have said they have the same thing happening.
Uh-huh.
Does that ever happen to you? You don't even say it out loud. You just think it and it's like, no, we've got the right.
Well, I already have bamboo sheets.
Oh, do they keep your legs cool at night?
Maybe a little, but I get so hot at night.
Yeah. What's happening? It's like my legs are on fire at night.
Well, you need to see a doctor.
I did. This has been happening for 30 years. And my doctor's like, don't sleep with covers on. I'm like, that's the, okay.
And is this us back on track?
This is us winding up the document. Okay, let's see. I'm going to look at our outline and I'm going to bring it home. Technology is an existential threat, not because the tech itself is an existential threat, but rather the threat is technology's ability to bring out the absolute worst in our society.
Mm-hmm.
So that's terrifying.
It really is.
It's like a billion of the guys behind me banging on my seat, activating all those guys. It's like that guy like going on his computer and be like, has there been a crazy lady that sat in front of you and coached that leaned her chair back 2 inches? We're not going to take it.
You know what? I bet there's going to be some people that write in and are like, I'm sorry, Cheryl. I love you, but I am with the guy banging on your seat. Because I feel like there's a real division there, like data division. Okay.
Wait, you don't think that everybody should be able to lean
I
their seat?
Do. Because also sometimes people don't feel well or your back hurts or.
Right. By the way, mm-hmm. If I recline my seat 2 inches mm-hmm. and this guy leaned up and said, hey, I'm having a bad day. Mm-hmm. I have long legs. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're doing is really crushing my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way you could put your seat up 2 inches? I would say, I get it.
Yeah.
I can put my seat up. But to bang on my seat for 2 hours?
Yeah, like some crazy animal that was going to show up to your party. It's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable.
You're like, I should take you home and put you in a cage.
Let's see. Many of the experts in this doc believe that if we go on this I'd hate to bring people down. If we keep on this path for 20 more years, there may be civil war and ultimately the destruction of the human race. They believe that the only way to change this trajectory is to change the laws and create regulations for these platforms that protect users rather than the interests of these incredibly wealthy companies. So there's no regulation.
Right. And are you hopeful that this will be, because I can't remember the woman's name in the documentary, but she said
Shoshana?
Is hopeful. It wasn't Shoshana, but it was somebody else that just said, I am hopeful that this will change, but it's going to take a very long time.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
And that was nice to hear, but I was thinking, I can't tell lately if I am a negative or positive person, honestly. And a lot of things have been coming up for me where I'm thinking that, where have I become a negative person? Am I positive? Because I always thought I was positive, but I will go a lot of times with, that's not going to happen. It's not going to turn around, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what, Tig? You don't need to label yourself.
Okay.
You should give yourself permission to have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I had feelings about the guy behind me.
And he had feelings about you.
Oh, he thought I was a crazy lady. It is hard because there are huge issues at hand, huge issues that you just can't, there's so much momentum behind it. You can't even imagine how it's going to turn around.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
I don't know why I'm going to you for the answer.
Delete your social media is what they're saying.
Okay. Would you ever do that?
I like to think that I would if I wasn't in the entertainment business.
And do you really feel like it's making a difference in your career?
That's a good question.
Because I see people with millions of followers that don't sell out a club or a theater.
Uh-huh. I know. Well, by the way, there are also fake followers, which I didn't realize until relatively recently, probably when the Social Dilemma came out. Like, I didn't realize, you know, you can buy robot followers.
Money well spent. I have Instagram, and it's my cat. You know, it's the real Fluff Notaro. Yeah. And I had management for a short period of time recently, and they really wanted me to get way more active on social media. Yeah. They wanted me to be verified. And I was like, I don't want to be verified. I don't want to be a part of the rat race of social media.
Yeah.
It's just a step that just does not interest me.
Yeah.
I want to post about a show. I want to post about my cat. I want to not post. I don't want to hire somebody to be posting for me or not in my voice or it just doesn't, I don't know. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say I like being able to post like pictures of, you know, on the set, isn't this funny or something joyful or whatever. But, and I like being able to tell people when stuff is on. And
this is what this movie has made me think. Do I just have a website? Do I just use podcasts? Is there really a difference in my career? Can I
manage without it? Well, you are managing without it. You don't need it. I'm here to tell you.
Right. I mean, but I'm on social media. I have my Instagram. It's tied to my Facebook fan page. But also, I'm just like,
it's okay.
I don't know. I have to think about it. I'm leaning towards making a huge radical decision.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Tig. Okay. Well, I want you to announce it here.
Okay.
Before you do anything crazy. Okay, Tig.
All right.
Are you ready? I mean, I think we really gave people a very clear picture of what this documentary is about.
I would, even though we don't review movies, I would highly recommend that people watch this.
I would too. It's very interesting.
Yes.
Very smart, interesting people are in it and, you know, talk about it in a way that
we didn't.
that we definitely did not even touch upon. Tig, are you ready for final thoughts?
I am.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
I did not.
No, I didn't cry.
In my heart and soul, I cried for the world and for humans.
I know.
Deeply, I cried.
I know. What's going to happen?
Well, we discussed it. Civil war.
Civil war.
Disease.
Asteroids.
Okay. Climate
You're welcome.
Change.
Snorkables. Okay. Who were you attracted to? Who were some cute people in this?
You know, I started to take a second look at that guy. I can't remember his name. He was
Tristan.
Kind of the main redheaded guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know because
he's so smart.
Smart and articulate.
Reasonable.
I liked him.
At first, I was just like, this is just a bunch of big group of smart people and this is interesting. And then I was like, hello, Tristan.
Hello, Tristan.
So wait, are we going to fight over him or?
No, I've got somebody.
Who?
But you can have Tristan.
Thank you.
I would like Tim Kendall.
Which one? You know, was
Tim
he?
Kendall. He had dark hair and he has kids and clearly he's married.
Right. Yeah. He seems like he works out. I mean, he was sitting with a bunch of books behind him.
Yeah, his t-shirt and his muscles. Yeah. But smart.
I liked him. But I prefer Tristan.
Well, Tim Kendall was the former exec from Facebook, former president of Pinterest, and now he's the CEO of Moment. I don't know what Moment is, but maybe
we will know soon and it will wreck our lives.
Well, that's all for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking about Man on Wire, which is free on YouTube. Tig, would you like to hear some true fan mail really quickly before we go?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is from Jen Jen 2041. Hey, Jen Jen.
Hey, Jen
2041. Since this podcast mildly changed my life, I have been actively recruiting listeners. I now identify with Cheryl. Thank you. But in a I've made it to the top of the pyramid sort of way. Thanks is not strong enough. Snorkel for life. P.S. Sometimes I stand in front of the mirror and do the snorkel handshake I made up. It ends with each person simulating a clown noise honk. Oh, a clown nose honk on one another while making Tig's fa-fa noise. Again, it's just me in front of a mirror. Still no shame. Oh my gosh, I would love to see Jen Jen.
This is why we love our snorkels.
I love that Jen Jen's working on the snorkel handshake that ends with a okay, and this is Andrew writes, hey Andrew.
Hey Andrew,
hey. Tig and Cheryl. Hey girls, hey. There is no B in on the lamb.
There's no way to know.
But there was no way for you to know that. I love this kind of mix-up, and I spent all morning imagining Tig and Cheryl on a lamb called Snorkel riding off into the sunrise. Wee-wee-wee.
51 years. I never knew that.
I didn't either. I honestly, then what does lamb mean? L-A-M?
Who cares?
No. There's no way to know. Well, thank you, Andrew. That's good to know. It's not a lamb.
No. And I just want to remind listeners that my Hello Again tour is still going on. I'll be in Santa Rosa April 29th. Also, Los Angeles, I'll be at the Ace Theater for my album release party on May 14th with my friend Karen Kilgariff opening up. She's from My Favorite Murder podcast. Mm-hmm. I'll be in Birmingham, May 19th, Nashville, May 20th, Amherst, Massachusetts, May 25th, Ithaca, May 26th, San Diego, July 23rd, Victoria, British Columbia, August 6th, and Honolulu, August 12th. If you want to come see me, get your tickets at tignotaro.com.
And I'd also just like to say, you can tune into The Flight Attendant on HBO Max and watch me as a CIA hotshot.
Nice.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, Tig.
Should we do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl, True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kopacic and Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.